Well, there's also another issue in public health. It's called tobacco. The Senate this week is expected to pass a bill years in the making, giving the Food and Drug Administration the power to regulate tobacco products. And here's Democrat Sherrod Brown, Senator of Ohio, speaking on the Senate floor late last week.
It's clear that what the tobacco companies know they have to do is they have to replenish their customers. They have to find more than 1,000 new customers a day, and they don't go to our age group. They don't go to 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds or 40-year-olds or even 30-year-olds. They go to teenagers, and those are the people that they know they must addict.
Well, bill looks likely to pass, and the question is, what's going to happen to smokers when the FDA gets control of their cigarettes? We've got the Takeaways Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick with us. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Farah.
So how long has this issue been knocking around Congress?
Since the early 90s, at least. The FDA actually tried to unilaterally regulate tobacco back in 1996 during the Clinton years, and the Supreme Court slapped them down, said they didn't have the authority to do it until Congress changed the law. So ever since that time, Congress has been trying to change the law, and according to a procedural vote last night in the Senate, it looks like either today or tomorrow at the latest, the Senate will pass its final version of this bill. It's very similar to what the House did, so in pretty short order, they should have it on President's desk. He said he'll sign it.
Well, I've seen some, and I believe it's in the UK, of, you know, pictures of blackened lungs on cigarette boxes and some pretty extreme measures. What are we really talking about here? What's in this bill?
Right. And in Australia, you see warning labels that are much stricter than ours, warning labels that say smoking will kill you. Well, ours say all kinds of different things, smoking by pregnant women. Of course, if you're a 25-year-old male, you don't really much care what happens to pregnant women if they smoke. So they're going to change the warning labels.
You don't care what happens to pregnant
women?
Is that true?
It doesn't hit home the same way, John.
Exactly. Thank you, Fry. It doesn't hit home in the same way. And, John, the thing about these cigarette warning labels is if they don't hit home hard, right in the center of you, so to speak, they think that people basically ignore them because you have this sense of deferred harm. So they have trouble getting people to pay attention to these warnings anyway. So the bill says you can't use terms like low tar or light. Public health people think that those make it seem like those cigarettes are somehow better for you or safer. Well, they're not. So no more low tar, no more light. The bill restricts advertising even further than it's restricted now, makes warning labels bigger, makes them in color, no more flavorings like cinnamon or candy flavors that appeal to kids. There's been a lot of criticism about those sort of strawberry-flavored cigarettes that are popular among kids, except menthol, of course. You're still allowed to use menthol. Those brands are very popular and very popular among minority communities, which a lot of public health officials are not too entertained about, but menthol is not affected.
Taxes. Does it raise cigarette taxes?
Well, it doesn't. You might remember that Congress just raised the federal excise tax on a pack of cigarettes from 61 cents to an even dollar to fund children's health insurance. That was back at the beginning of the year. States all over the country have been raising excise taxes, and so has Congress. So look for them to keep doing that, because the one proven thing that cuts youth smoking without a doubt is higher price. The higher the price goes, the fewer kids smoke. So states are probably going to keep doing that. But what the bill does do, it doesn't raise taxes, but it gives FDA the power. In fact, it creates a new office at the FDA to regulate cigarettes. And this is where it gets controversial. Opponents say, look, the FDA is having enough trouble regulating the drug supply, certainly with food safety. Why do we want to give them more power and add to their burden? Listen to Senator Richard Burr. He's from North Carolina, which is, of course, the nation's biggest tobacco state. He's the one who's been slowing this down for more than a week on this issue in the Senate. Listen to Burr.
I go to the core mission of the FDA, to prove the safety and efficacy of every product that they regulate. Can they do that with tobacco? No. Which means they're going to turn their head on their core mission on one product, and that's not going to spill over to the other products. Are the American people really ready to take that risk?
So Burr says instead of the FDA doing it, there should be a brand new agency within HHS that regulates tobacco. And when was the last time you heard a conservative Republican asking for a new federal bureaucracy? But that's exactly what Burr is asking for here.
And so what would happen to a state like his in North Carolina?
Well, There was a tobacco buyout that took effect about 10 years ago in North Carolina. Tobacco states get about $10 billion a year from the federal government to try to defray the costs to tobacco farmers who are growing less tobacco because, thankfully, Americans are smoking a little bit less. Now, smoking rates have leveled off. And, of course, I should point out that this entire debate that we're having about who should regulate the FDA, what should be in cigarettes, whether or not they should be banned. All of this would be moot, of course, if the millions of Americans who smoke gave it up. And, of course, the 400,000 annual deaths from smoking would be rendered moot as well if people just didn't buy them.
Anita, one-sentence answer on this. Are tobacco companies against this?
Philip Morris is for it, believe it or not. They're number one, and because it restricts advertising, they'll stay number one. None of the other companies are for
right.
it, though.
Okay. Todd, always great to talk to you. Todd's Willick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd's Willick.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.